talk fast, so I had to like make more words. So if you have your Bibles, turn to Joshua 24:15. Joshua 24:15. I want to thank my dad for allowing me to preach tonight. I'm really excited about this, and this is just getting us ready for the Brain Ball coming up Friday and this Monday. But I'll also be playing a guitar piece, and I'll also be a part of the Brain Ball. And then I'm also playing chess. This week we had a chess tournament going on, and I did pretty good. I beat two guys before me, and then today I played against our chess champion, Colin Wingate. See, I didn't even know he was that good of a player, but he's really good. You know, it was a good game at first, and then he got me and trapped me, and he beat me, but it's okay. But he got first place, I got second place, so I'm excited. I'm excited about the Brain Ball coming up. But Joshua 24:15, "And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve, whether the gods that your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." I want to point out something in this verse, the way Joshua leads as a Christian. He rules by example rather than command. He chose to do right, even though the other people probably wouldn't. He knew it was right, and he stuck to it. He wasn't forcing them to serve them. We all know the story. He gives them option A, serve the God they have always known, the God that brought them out of Egypt into the land of the promised land, or option B, serve the false gods. But then he says, "But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." As a leader, he chose what he was going to do, even if no one was going to follow. And even though he thought others would choose the wrong thing, he stayed true to God. But the people answered in unison that they would pledge their allegiance to God because they saw great faith in Joshua and saw that they could believe in Joshua's leadership. As Christian leaders, we have to make an example for people to imitate, for people to copy, that it's really important that we do that as Christian leaders. And there's many examples of Christian leaders in the Bible, leaders like Noah, who do right even when they're alone, leaders like Joseph, who endure in spite of circumstances, leaders like Moses, who stick up for other people, leaders like David, who aren't afraid of giants, leaders like John the Baptist, who aren't afraid to call out the fakes and phonies, and so many more. So the question is, how can we be stronger Christian leaders? I have five things for you. How can we be stronger Christian leaders? Number one, spend time with God. We have to make God a priority in our lives. And I know all the time that we're all bogged down of the craziness and schedules of our life, work, school, sports. For me, it's like, you know, it's always so busy. But we have to make a certain time for God. And I know we spend the little spare time we do have on TV, internet, social media, and we take the last bit of time of our day and we just give it to God. But we need to find a time for God that works for us. Find a time that we can connect to God and have him to speak to us. Number two, how can we be stronger Christian leaders? Stand up for what's right. As Christians, we must stand in the principles and teachings of God's word. We should always stand for the things that hold true and dear about compromise or apologies because it's the right thing. Too many times people are living in compromise because they're scared or they want to be a part of the crowd over here that's cool and they want to fit in that crowd when we should really be over here where it's right. But, you know, it's hard. And this really goes for more of my age group. As teenagers, we're too scared to stand up for what's right. Too scared to stand up for God, and, you know, it's just what happens sometimes. But when you realize that God loves you, you'll stand up for what's right. So how can we be stronger Christian leaders? Number three, surround yourself with the right crowd. Why this is important is because the people we choose to surround ourselves with will eventually shape the way we think, behave, and feel on a daily basis. So we got to surround ourselves with people who lift us up, lend us knowledge, help us learn from our mistakes, and help our walk with God. This ultimately help you become a better person and a better leader. Yeah. Number four, mediate conflict. As Christian leaders, we can't hop right into all the conflict and drama around us. And I know, some people are like, it's an addiction to drama, and we want to be a part of it because it's so interesting. And especially, you know, it's fun to watch. It is fun to watch. But as Christian leaders, we can't hop right into all the drama around us. It just doesn't look good. You got to stay away from it if you can. I'm going to tell a funny story. It isn't really a drama story. It's more of a sibling conflict story. And I'm sorry, Savannah, but I did ask for your permission like a few minutes before this. And I bet you all think she's all sunshine and rainbows, but sometimes, no, I'm just kidding. But this was like about 12 years ago, and I'm old enough now so I can say that about it being weird. And so anyway, we're in our backyard. We were both little kids, and we were playing Spider-Man and Sandman, okay? And of course, I was Spider-Man. I made her play, you know, Sandman. So I did what Spider-Man would do, and I started climbing on top of things. I decided to climb the highest tree in our yard, right? So I'm climbing up to the top of it, and I lose my footing, and I fall. But thankfully, a little branch caught my foot, so here I am in this big tree, hanging upside down. So I did what any other kid would do, and I screamed and I cried for help. And thankfully, right, my older sister came to help me, or so I thought. So remember, we're playing Spider-Man and Sandman, right? She's Sandman, right? So she's my enemy, right? And she's still thinking we're in the, you know, game mode, but here I am in danger, about to fall from my death. So here I am expecting a helping hand, but instead I get this handful of dirt in my face. And you can see I'm already screaming, so the dirt's in my mouth, my nose, my eyes, my ears. But then when she found out, I know I was, you know, hurt and crying. She helped me get down. But it was a long time ago, okay? We were little kids. It's okay. She's nothing like that now. I forgive you, Savannah. It's okay. It's all right. Good times, right? Love you. Number five, how can we be Christian leaders? We got to set an example. We have to model ourselves after Jesus, the greatest leader there ever was. The successful Christian leader always sets an example. We got to set a good example. We have to behave in a way that should or will be imitated. Being a good example is behaving in a positive manner. Leading your life in a good way creates a scenario that others will most likely want to copy. For example, when your parents demonstrate leadership, strength, guidance, and responsibility, their children will also absorb the good behavior. So, and there's other ways we can become, you know, a good example is just following these steps. Fit in the right crowd, do the right thing, mediate conflict. This ultimately help you be a better example, but also be a better leader and a better person. But I have to warn you, as Christian leaders, as Christian people in general, we're going to have enemies. The devil will use the people around you to stand in your way and be obstacles. And it could be your friends, your family, people at school, people at church, anybody. And when you're doing good, people want to bring you down because they hate seeing you do good and walk with God when they aren't. Every day people want to bring you down. Every day people want to bring me down. Every day people want to bring Thad down. Every day people want to bring the pastor down. And the same thing will happen to you. We have to stay strong. We got to stay strong as a Christian leader. We can't let people bring us down. And remember that God is always with you. At the end of my life, I want to be able to say, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Thank you.